Hello and welcome to another episode of Love with Service Radio. Today with us, we have Sai Sundar from Bombay, India. This interview took place in Mudanhalli, India on December 2017. Sai Sundar has been involved as one of the main advocators in the medicine of vibronics, as well as the new drumstick tree project happening in Sai Baba's school and ashram in Mudanhalli. He talks to us about how he first came to know about his guru Sai Baba. He shares experiences he had in Sai Baba's ashram in Puttaparthi, India doing service, which brought him out of a deep depression and gave him a new sense of purpose. He also explains the profound nature of Om, the symbol and sound of the creation of the universe, and the benefits of chanting and meditating on Om. He also tells a story of Vibhuti materializing from a friend's hand and falling into his own. Sai Sundar leaves us with a very inspiring message to take one step towards God, and he will take 100 towards us, and for all of us to become pure instruments so that God can more easily work through us and we can become a part of God's unstoppable mission of spiritual transformation. Enjoy.
Sai Ram, thank you for this opportunity. First, I would like to say the breath is his, the body is his. What is that this body won in this world or universes? My first visit to Puttaparthi was in the year 2007. I never have had an opportunity of being with Swami's mission in anywhere in the world. From 2007 onwards, this body have had, you know, beautiful experiences which made me to transform into his teachings. My first visit as a Seva group member with the Navi Mumbai Samiti during Ashadi in the year 2007. I think the month was July. The very first day this body set foot on Puttaparthi, I have had the experience of Vibhuti smell, which is outside Ganesh Gate. At that time, even I didn't enter into Mandir, Prashanthi Nilayam, because we couldn't get accommodation inside Prashanthi Nilayam on that day. It's about around 9 in the evening. We brought something from Mumbai, and I had a friend with me. We were sharing the room opposite to bus stand. And then we had left out food. We didn't want to throw it, so we looked for somebody down and gave those to them. We were walking down towards Chitravati Road, and we were trying to look for some orange juice guys so that we wanted to have, you know, some juice outside. But we couldn't locate, you know, any orange juice fellow at that time. And then we came back. It is in between the Chitravati Junction and Ganesh Gate. I was standing, and myself and my friend was standing at the middle of the road, and then suddenly I felt very strong Vibhuti smell, and my breath got choked. Immediately I'm asking my friend who is with me that, you know, are you in a position to smell? He said no. Then I said, told him that this is Swami. Even though I don't know much about Swami, but I was made to say that, okay, this is Swami. So this is my first experience of myself, you know, into Puttaparthi. We were doing, you know, Navi Mumbai group were doing about, you know, seva, medical seva in three villages. First day we went, second day we went, and then the third day, after finishing the seva in one of the village, which is roughly about 30 kilometers away from Puttaparthi, I was narrating this first of my experience with the zonal head of Navi Mumbai Samiti. His name is Babu Iyer. While I was narrating this, those who were standing there, all of us felt the same Vibhuti smell, wow, which is 30 kilometers away. So this is the second experience of Swami. Thereafter, I came again for Seva in the month of September, and then I did super specialty hospital Seva 1 week. And then after that, again in the month of March. In the month of March, when I came for Seva, again, you know, I was, you know, given super speciality. But in 2008, we came around that Mahashivaratri time, and then on the previous day, they didn't have, you know, much people. So I was posted into the mandir for some additional, you know, work there, along with other seva group. Mm-hmm. Before coming to mandir for, you know, doing the duty around 3:30 or 4 o'clock, I sat in meditation tree, which is, you know, outside Prashanthi Nilayam. It was in the afternoon around between 12:30 and 1. I closed my eyes sitting under the tree. I was alone. Nobody was there. When I opened my eyes, I saw the time was 1:15. But the reason why I opened my eyes was two live jyoti was going from here up one after other. The live flame, you know, fire from here. Jyoti.
The flame.
Yeah, jyoti. You know, the same one. So one after other.
From your third eye?
From here it was going.
Wow.
Okay, I don't know why. Okay. So this is the next experiences, you know, of this thing. In the same seva trip, I was posted, you know, on that time to look after the Gopuram gate, you know, vehicle movement. So we were about six or seven sevadal in the team. And then it's one of the day after Mahashivaratri was in the midnight, and I was sitting there, and it's about 2 o'clock in the night. So the first pillar, I put a chair and then sat along with the pillar. And then the gate is like this. And then all the other sevadal were, you know, a little bit ahead. And then they said that I could hear only that, you know, Sundar has slept, referring me. So still my eyes was closed and I was not disturbed. After some time, what I experienced was another amazing thing, first in my life, of Swami's. Swami's mouth was here in the center of my, you know, the third eye portion. And now he's guiding me how to chant Om.
Oh, okay.
Okay, before that, almost 1 year I have been, you know, doing Om every day between 3 and 4 in the morning, non-stop. Now, I started with a different, you know, my own flow, which Swami came and guided me and just refined my rhythm of, you know, that Om chanting. So Swami's mouth was there,
wow.
And he was chanting, and so beautiful, you know, amazing, you know, his vibration goes now.
Yeah.
Okay, Swami is listening.
Yeah.
So that strength of Om that this body is, what this body is today. Before that, I've had multiple Linux problems in my life, that, and I was severely affected by depression. That is how, you know, Swami lifted, pulled me from Mumbai and kept me here in Puttaparthi.
Yeah.
But for me, anybody would have been in this place, they would have collapsed by now.
Wow.
That's amount of depression from multiple sources. It is like, you know, people say that, you know, they have, you know, sent the evil spirit on you.
Yeah.
Something like that, you know, it was affecting me, it was attacking me.
Just a darkness.
Darkness, you know, nothing was moving. And then failure in my career life, my business life, all were failure. So I had nothing in my hand. So I have my wife and one kid, so I can't blame them. But this is the condition. That's, you know, Pura Janma Karma, whatever you call it. Okay, fine. I have undergone that struggle.
Yeah.
That is the time Swami just, you know, created some scene in Mumbai and pulled me back to Mumbai, Puttaparthi.
How did he get you to Puttaparthi? Through your friend?
It's all happened in such a way that what happened was I wanted to have a break of 6 months, you know, because my body was tortured by way of evil spirit or whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
Too much of negativity in my body. And then I went to Navi Mumbai Samiti and I spoke to a few of them. I said, you know, I need a break, and I want to do Deva inside. Give me an opportunity to do Seva for 6 months there. I'll stay inside. I will not go back home because home is full of negativity.
Right.
So I wanted to avoid that, and then went and, you know, requested them, but no decision came in. The day in 2008 of October, I think 15th October, which was Vijayadashmi day after Dashara, the last day of Dashara. That is the day one gentleman from that, you know, organization, he said something like, would you like to come to Puttaparthi? I have a job for you.
When you ask for the seva?
I asked somebody seva. This guy doesn't know.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
But he's also part of that. Okay. I spoken to confidentially with few people there. This guy doesn't know. This guy comes and asks me that, you know, would you like to
one
come
of those
for...
Yeah. Instances of like.
So that's why I said that, you know, Swami pulled me.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, immediately I said yes. Because I was waiting for that opportunity for my body to have a break from all this worldly push and pull.
Yeah.
Okay, after 3 days, he gave me the ticket. I came to Puttaparthi.
Mm-hmm.
And opposite to Ganesh Gate, I was working for him for 2 months. So that's about in October, that is third week of October. November and December. So 2.5 months.
Yeah. Okay.
I worked for that. After that, he said he doesn't need me. That's fine. In the meantime, my saving was very, very less, limited.
Mm-hmm.
I had only enough money to buy a house for, you know, in Puttaparthi for worth 2 lakhs rupees.
Mm-hmm.
And good enough money to put, savings bank, about 3 lakhs rupees in the savings bank. 3.5 lakhs. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
From that time onwards, I held. Swami made me to be here. I was staying in Puttaparthi. Then 6 months it was going on. Depression was too deep that, you know, I couldn't even go to ashram.
Oh, okay.
I was sleeping 18 hours a day.
Wow.
And then 6 months it was going on. Only afternoon, 2 o'clock, I get up, go inside the mandir, sit behind in Saikulund Hall, have Swami's darshan and come back after having dinner in South Indian canteen and sleep. That's all. This is my routine for 6 months.
Yeah. So you just eat the darshan and then go. Okay.
So morning, nothing. No breakfast, nothing. No tea, no coffee, nothing. Sleep. After 6 months, one of my friend in Mumbai, he came. And then don't, you know, spend your time like that. You know, you come out. Let us go for a walk. I said, I don't have strength to walk. He said, he pulled me. Fine. So slowly started going for a walk. So this was going on for 1 month. After 1 month, then I got into ashram, started doing some. At that time, it was heavy work for me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, pouring of water in South Indian canteen.
Okay.
There is a midsection where, you know, the lot of glasses, you know.
Yeah, you just pour in the water.
Pour,
okay.
Pour.
Okay.
That, take it. That I was doing it for some time. After that, in the afternoon, lunchtime, I used to, you know, carry the kettle and put water on the table.
Oh, okay.
Where people are sitting right there. It was very heavy. At that time, even I didn't have strength to lift the mm-hmm. kettle and then pour water. But it was going for one month.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, you know, that somebody told me that, I will speak to Mr. Charanji Rao, who was in charge of that at that time. You know, you do some seva there inside.
Yeah.
I said, fine, you talk to them. If he's not accepting, I'm willing to. So I met him and then I started working and then I was started distributing milk in the morning.
Hmm.
And distribute milk coupon. So 4 o'clock I go, you know, supervise the chapati section in South Indian canteen, morning, evening. And balance time I sit in the office and then help in, you know, the supervising of stocks, this and that. So that was my first entry into ashram.
So your friend helped you get up out of your home just to go on a walk?
Yes.
Because you were in such a state of depression.
Absolutely.
And then that led to working at the canteen?
So doing the seva at the canteen?
Yes.
So how long were you doing the seva? Did that immediately help?
Just a month at the canteen?
No. That's a quite long time. Almost 6 months I was in South Indian canteen. Then after that, you know, my health started, you know, picking up.
Yeah.
And many people used to tell me that, you know, your face is glowing now.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
What I saw you 6 months before now. Because that is the resultant of, you know, that seva which you do. The more you do seva with the feeling, you will get, you know, that, you know, automatically.
Yeah. Right.
After that, immediately I got to the next, this thing is that I was given an opportunity to do, you know, a general hospital kiosk. From general hospital kiosk, they have shifted me to shopping complex kiosk. From shopping complex kiosk to shifted to vegetable shop. From vegetable shop, that, you know, somebody referred my name to Central Trust. So my biodata was sent to Chakravarti.
So what did you do at those locations?
You know, giving bread.
Oh, okay. Bread.
You know, it's a buying and selling.
Oh, okay.
Receive money, bakery.
Yeah. Bakery.
Bakery items, cold drinks.
Okay.
Then, you know, those things, you know, in shop. Vegetable shop, you know, that you supervise the entire, the activity of buying and then, you know, stocking and then what need to order.
Okay.
And cash, receive cash, collect it, and then hand over.
Okay.
So this became, you know, so much. Yeah. Swami started giving more responsibility.
Right.
Okay, then responsibility came. Finally, Swami gave me a responsibility in 2010 of Nitya Annadana Patakam, which, we used to cook inside and then take it to the village and then feed it in the village, every village, every day.
Okay.
Which subsequently was closed last year.
So it was the village seva is what he...
Yeah, it's a village seva.
You were given the responsibility.
This was one of the wonderful seva, you know, which wonderful. My biodata was... I was told when Mr. Chakravarti took my biodata to Swami with my photo. Moment by biodata, they said, Swami Sundara Rajan. Swami immediately said, take him and bless my photo. And though I worked in Prashanthi Nilayam, both in Bhakta Sahaya Sangh Trust, as well as Central Trust,
mm-hmm.
as a staff, I never went and sat in staff line.
Hmm.
Okay? But whenever I need, Swami gives me darshan outside. He comes out, and then I'm single-handedly, he just looks at me and smiles and go.
Oh.
Now, before this thing getting into took place, I will give you that. That's very important. This was on the 4th of May, 2009. Swami went to Kodai and returned 2 days before Ishwarama Day. And Swami came around 12 o'clock. I saw him, though the door was closed, but I was standing there. I couldn't see him. He must have seen me.
Mm-hmm.
On that day, first time, you know, I could get the second row when Swami was, you know, coming from there. And then I'm sitting in the second row from Ajur Mandir. And Swami came on that day early, 4:15 he came. In spite of his coming at 12 o'clock entering into the mandir, 12:30, he came very early, unusually. And then not much of crowd. And Swami came. The moment Swami crossed the ladies on that day, I didn't realize Swami was looking at a direction. Only later I came to know, as he was coming, he was only looking at me from there. As soon as he's there, and then I'm sitting here behind where the staff used to sit,
mm-hmm.
second row on that day, but staff on the other side, little bit act. Some portion they give it for the devotees there to sit.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting on the second. My face is between the two front guy, and Swami has been looking at me from there, deeply, 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 deeply coming. Then I just held my hand. Halfway, I started realizing he's only looking at me. I held my hand like this, and then just he was coming. Still he was looking at me, and just turned the turn. While turning, one of the devotees just got up. Swami just looked, turned, and then again shifted eyes back to me, and he was just crossing me, just smiled, slightly smiled, and left. And that is that turnaround of all these things what I am today here. That was wonderful, you know, unforgettable.
That was the ultimate darshan sensation.
Yes.
That came from all the seva and all the transformation.
No, even getting into seva. Even before getting into seva.
That was happened. Before seva.
Oh, yes. Okay. So like a blessing. Yeah.
It's, like it's a big blessing.
A blessing to be
which,
there.
You know, so long, I don't think that Swami ever I heard that looking at, from crossing and looking at, I never had
right.
such kind
yeah.
of thing.
All the way down the high.
Yeah. Just as soon as I'm sitting here, you know, in the staff close to that, on the other direction, Swami is coming from Yajur Mandir, crossing the ladies. As soon as he crossed ladies, he started looking at my direction.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever, you know, seen? He
right.
didn't look at anybody.
Yeah.
On that day, both, you know, this side students are sitting there, this side devotees are sitting there. He didn't look at anybody on that day.
Wow.
It was amazing. It's amazing. I don't know what did I do to have that kind of a blessing, even not doing any kind of a seva.
Hmm.
So this is one of the experiences I have had. The next experience I have had of him, that one of the time in 2010, I was made to go. At that time, I was doing seva in Western Canton. In spite of, you know, doing seva in all these places, from 2009, I have been doing seva in Western Canton. I started cleaning the vessel in the dishwasher room. And then after that, you know, that some of the item used to cook, including lasagna, I will be always on the oven. Then when they make spinach pie, I make the spinach pie and put it in the oven, take it out and this thing. There are oily stuff. I make it and then put it outside. And then on a Saturday, pizza on the oven, whatever the number of trays, 30 trays, 40 trays, or 50 trays. On birthdays, all lasagna trays, maybe 55. The last birthday was, you know, about 60 trays.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Amazing, you know. Only, you know, Swami's strength made me to do that. You know? You can't stand, you know, to standing and taking it out and so fast. It's not easy. But Swami gave me that strength to do it all along, in spite of, you know, suffering from so much of depression.
Right.
But he moved out of all those things and then put me in a different plane today because of two things. One is the sadhana in terms of meditation, chanting Om continuously every day, 1 hour. Number two, seva. Both has helped me and protected. And today, before that, you know, in 2010, when I came to my house, it's about 7 o'clock. When I opened the eyes, it was 8:15. When I entered the house, I closed the door, switched off the light. Only fan was running. I started chanting Om. I was gated to come to home on that day. What had happened? Why I opened my eyes before that was Swami was standing in my house in front of me. My eyes are still closed. I am on my still meditation, chanting Om. And then Swami is standing there more than 2 minutes. He was in a full robe, 50, 55 years age, no wheelchair. And Swami in Abhayahasta standing there, still in my house and doing in front of me.
Wow.
Abhay Hasta.
His hand up blessing you.
Yeah, just blessing, smiling.
Yeah.
Okay, and then walked from other side, where there is an altar, my altar, my house altar.
Wow.
So this is another experience I've had from Swami.
Your sadhana or spiritual practices and your service that you learned to do more brought you out of your depression.
Yes.
And that was what saved you.
Yes, that was saved. All these things saved me out of depression.
Yeah.
This is the only way, you know, you can. My advice to all the depressive patients in the world, today almost everybody has become depressive.
Yeah.
So as Swami has been saying, more we look outside, more we have problems. So go within.
Look within.
Look within. That's the only one answer. So especially depressive patients, the only one thing will help them faster is chanting Om. But they must sit for 1 hour. Not, you know, 21 times. Not 15 minutes. I was told by my family doctor in the year, you know, 2006. He made me to sit. You have to sit 1 hour a day and chant Om. Nothing else. You won't believe. First 3 months, I couldn't even, you know, chant Om properly. Though, you know, I have not learned the art of chanting Om and other things. Whatever the flow, you know, it comes, I was going into that way. That's all. 3 months, but the 3 months, by whatever, you know, my doctor advice was, just to sit at one place and start throwing, chanting Om. Mm-hmm. Just say Om, Om, Om. Slowly it got into, you know, that rhythm, confidence, and then perceiving to sit 1 hour without any problem. Mm-hmm. Excepting only one thing that, you know, after 30 minutes, this portion, I used to sit in Padmasana pose.
Uh-huh.
This portion used to have a shooting pain.
Yeah.
That is the reason why now I am into this drumstick mission.
Oh.
That drumstick healed me in 48 hours time.
Wow.
This no more
pain. Pain was really.
No more pain in no the more knee pain. From the sitting cross leg.
Yes.
Wow. As you were chanting Om up at the meditation tree, when you saw Swami's mouth chanting Om through your third eye area, how did that happen?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I just did.
You just to chant Om, focus and chant Om. It will come. You don't have to even focus. You just chant Om. Now today what happened that I am almost near thoughtless. No thought comes in. Whatever I speak is spontaneous. Mm-hmm. That is why, you know, many times I speak very fast. Mm-hmm. Because it's automatic flow which comes in.
You're not speaking through the mind as much.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So it is from whatever we call it, I don't know. Because for me, Swami is the speaker. Swami is the only speaker to me.
Yes.
Nothing, I don't. So it comes from within automatically. So this thing is that more you do practice this, sit at one place, though it may take long time,
mm-hmm.
but ultimately it will mask your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Only Om can do that. And Om is the only one Shabda you can attack directly Swami. All other things are via media.
Huh.
Either you'll have to go to Gayatri Mantra, Gayatri Devi, Shiva Mantra, you'll have to go through Shiva. But Swami is above all. He's coming in different form.
Mm-hmm.
But that different form also exists.
Mm-hmm. If you'd like to explain what Om means to any listeners that don't necessarily understand what Om is.
Or the power of the Om holds.
Well, you know, see, Om is an energy. Like in Christianity, you call it Amen.
Huh?
Amen. Or
oh,
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Okay. You chant Amen, it will have the same. 1 hour you sit and do the same thing, it will have the same effect.
Hmm.
There is nothing different. Everything is energy. That's all. We have been taught Om, so we are chanting Om.
Mm-hmm.
If I have been taught Yemen, I will be chanting Yemen. Any Shabda, as per the scriptures, any Shabda, if you do it with the right intention, inotation comes naturally. You know, it will come when you are in rhythm. If you do it, that will cover you.
Yeah.
That will protect you. It's a protector. It's a divine protection.
Mm-hmm.
Any Shabda. But you have to only focus on that. You don't have to. I don't do anything excepting this. After Swami's physical exit, 23rd August 2014, when I was giving Vibronics in Puttaparthi in one of the house, the box is here. I'll show you later. So when I opened the box and then preparing medicines for, you know, a few of the devotees, you know, in their house, they were standing mm-hmm. there. Some of them kids and other thing. That lady of the house, suddenly, you know, that struggling herself, doing like that. And then everybody said that, you know, keep the hand under the mouth. So I kept it like that, put my bend down. And after 5 to 7 minutes, lingam fell in my hand.
Wow, from her mouth.
Yeah. So Swami entered into her and then created for me. And then lingam was in my hand.
Wow.
After that, she fell for half an hour because the throat gets ruptured. Even Swami, when he takes, it's painful. It's not easy.
Yeah.
Okay? Though it looks out easy. So after that, half an hour she lied down. Then I gave her Vibronics mixed in a water and gave her to take every 10 minutes. And on that day, I didn't meet her. I said, I left with the lingam. Next day morning, I met her. Then Swami guided through her that to do Rudrabhishekam every day. So August to September, October till November, I was doing it. November 18th, I got unusual fever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in general hospital for a week with the saline and medication. That turned out to be typhoid. Then I was told that Swami created, through that anti, Swami created that for me because Swami doesn't want me to go here and there.
Mm. He wanted you to be sick.
Yeah. So,
just then.
Swami doesn't want me to go out.
Yeah.
And talk with people and other thing.
Right.
Swami wants me to be at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then do my sadhana. And he is preparing me for something else, which he... Swami gave me two interview through one of the another student, not Madhu. I will not name the other students in Puttaparthi. He gave two interviews. Swami gave two interviews through him. The first was in the year 5th December on a Thursday, 2013. And second was 2nd January 2014. During these 15-20 minutes conversation with Swami, virtually guided my life. What exactly I have to do? But at that time, this mind didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
My first interview of 5th December 2013, so many things Swami was talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
The other person's eyes was closed, connected to Swami. Swami has been talking to me. Suddenly, other person sitting like this in a chair, hands started waving like that. And Swami is telling me, you know, show your hand, show your hand. I did not know what is happening. And then ultimately I was made to put my hand under the waving hand. From this distance, Vibhuti fell in my hand.
Wow.
Okay. This also I have experienced, even much before coming here. I was holding it. Only I am the witness. When Swami left his body, it was like a racket. So that guy was bulky, about to fall from the chair.
Wow.
And back was wall. Mm-hmm. He was protected. And then he got himself, opened his eyes. First looked this side, and looked at me for 2 minutes, put his foot down, and then saw Vibhuti in my hand. First reaction was he just put something in his forehead, put in his mouth, and then after that he said that similar Vibhuti, Swami created him in 1982 when he gave an interview, because he's from a student from first batch, 1982 batch. Then after that he's asking, how did I get this Vibhuti?
Mm-hmm.
I said immediately, I smiled, what can I say that, you know, Swami was talking so many things through you, and then your hand started waving. Swami is telling me to show the hand. I showed the hand. From this distance, Vibhuti fell. Immediately, first reaction was just saw the hand, not even a single trace of Vibhuti in his hand.
Wow.
When Swami materializes Vibhuti, Swami always takes a kerchief and wipes.
Yeah.
Not even a trace of Vibhuti in his hand. Immediately, this gentleman got up from his chair and hugged me. Big man.
Mm-hmm.
You are a greatest devotee. And you have had the greatest blessings from Swami.
Wow. Yeah.
And greatest soul. So this is the word he repeated, that person, Swami is doing. Okay? So this is another experience I have had when Swami is not there. Even much before coming here.
Yeah.
I'm talking about 2013. Right. What all of you know about 2014. But we have been having these experiences much before.
So the subtle form. Just
Subtle form.
Yeah.
Subtle form always been there. It is not that, you know, today he is in subtle form.
But
he was operating, you know, all over the world, even in physical body.
Right.
So what is that, what we are talking about?
Right. Yeah. The omnipresence.
He is a creator, okay? Entire creation is him. So how can you say that he is here, he is not there? He is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He is there. We know that he is sitting every day in Puttaparthi,
mm-hmm,
and watching all the proceedings. We are aware. I will tell you another beautiful, interesting what had happened. I have made to translate... Sister Catherine Kabahi's book in Tamil. How this has happened, that's another biggest miracle. Now, this has happened last year, 2016. I came for one day before Telugu New Year, which was the 7th. 8th was Telugu New Year last year. First time I'm meeting Catherine Kabahi.
Mm-hmm.
The lady who introduced me to her, was just ringing me twice. She is Yaman Leung from Hong Kong.
Okay.
She should be here anytime. She introduced me to her. At that time, I know that, you know, Yaman Leung has been translating her book in Chinese, and many other devotees are translating her book, what I heard. through Yaman Lung. At that time, only I had a feeling in my heart, why not I translate this book in Tamil? Nobody knew. Neither Yaman Lung know, nor Catherine Kabahi know. We only had a conversation, general conversation, between her building from D block down, I met her down, to the food court. That's all. Mm-hmm. Our conversation ended. Next day morning, 8th of April, one Muslim devotee calls me in the morning. It was 7:30. And then told me that, you know, Swami told him to go inside South Indian canteen to have pachadi. On a Telugu New Year, they, you know, distribute some kind of a liquid in a glass morning, all the devotees. On a Telugu New Year, they do it.
Mm-hmm.
I casually told him that, why don't you bring something for me? And then left it as it is. He smiled and then he also kept the phone down.
Mm-hmm.
So Swami told him to go and have a drink it at 7 o'clock in the morning. So he went at 7:20 inside South Indian canteen and came out. This guy came to my house at 11:30. Suddenly he enters into my house. First thing he asked me, did you hear a noise in the kitchen? I said, yes. Did you close the door? I said, yes. When you opened the door, did you hear insect flying and then making a big noise? I said, yes. After that, he tells me, Swami create the noise in my house, though Swami is, last few years, he is sitting 24/7 in my house all the time. After that, he tells me, Swami created the noise. At that time, I was thinking about, he's telling me, translating of the book. And he's telling me, Swami wants you to translate the book. After that, he tells me, you have 2 persons in south to get it translated and 2 persons in the north to get it translated. Please get it done. This is the message given there. By nobody knows. And this guy is telling, Swami is telling through him. He's a Muslim guy. He's one of the recipient of 7 locket inscribing Allah when Swami funded and inaugurated the first masjid in Puttaparthi in the year 1978. Out of the 7 lockets, he is one of the recipients.
Oh, wow.
So he's also wearing that.
I see.
But he closed it with that green cloth. They don't show it outside.
Right, right.
He said he felt there's the knowing that that's
so Baba told him to tell
yeah,
you to
yeah.
translate.
Baba told him to tell me all this. He's coming and telling me.
Yeah.
Okay. Then after that, you know, okay, fine. This has happened. Immediately, what did I do? That I asked Yaman Lung to send Catherine's email to me.
Mm-hmm.
So she sent me an email. I sent a mail to her in the afternoon of the 8th, April. And then from 8th April till 14th April, I have no response. 14th April, I was prompted to come to Mudunahalli from Puttaparthi. It was about 8:30, the decision was taken, and then I caught 10 o'clock bus and then came here.
Was it the first time you came here?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yaman Lung is the instrumental in bringing me here during Mahashivaratri,
okay.
Last but one, not this one, before that.
Okay.
So that's another big miracle of how that had happened. So I sent a mail, and then 14th I was guided to come. I came here. While coming, I said, I called up this Yaman Lung that why don't you call Catherine and find out if she's free, and I would like to see her.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no response that's coming. Then by the time I reached food court, and then I had a call from her that, okay, fine, I can see her at 3:15. And then I went and saw her, and then she said that, okay, between you and God, the book is not available.
Mm.
You please go and take it from Krishna. Krishna is staying on the same floor, correct, USA.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Krishna, yeah. No, yeah.
The Deepa.
Yeah.
I went to his door, and I felt I should not disturb him. I did not disturb him. And came down, went to PRO. From PRO, I went to food court. I had my tea, I came out, the time was around 4:20. Krishna was entering into food court complex. Then I saw him happy, went running to him. Krishna, I came to your doorstep, but I didn't disturb you. I felt I should not disturb you. Tells me immediately that, you know, good that you didn't disturb me. He was on his meditation. See how Swami works, mm-hmm. You know. Then I said, you know, the purpose of my coming is this, you know, Catherine's book in Tamil, and you have that book, you know, she asked me to collect it from you. So he immediately removes her bag and then gives me the book. Then I asked him, you know, how much is the price? I said, 100 rupees, fine. Then I asked him a next question, that do you carry this every day? He says, no, but he's having it on that day. You don't carry it. So it is another unusual thing. The next, I went behind him to Premamrudam Hall and sat behind him. On that day, Bombay Jayashri was giving a concert, which happened to be 14th, was the Tamil New Year. See how Swami works, you see. when I entered with the book, and then I said, I told myself, Swami, if you are initiator there of this through a Muslim devotee, now you have to complete this by blessing this book for Tamil translation. I just felt, and then I was sitting inside. Program was over, discourse, Swami was giving Rama drama on that day. After that, Aarti was over, coming down and distributing as usual to students, you know, sweets. And after that, he didn't see anybody. Just turned in front, you know, this full row staff were sitting. And then he turned. I'm sitting on the sixth row behind Krishna. From the corner itself, Swami started looking at me. Then I said, you know, Swami is coming. I said, I held my book like this and slowly standing myself. And by the time Swami was coming, he's looking at me, I'm looking at him. When he came near me, I said, Swami, blessing for Tamil translation. Immediately, Swami blessed and then left.
Wow.
So this is another wonderful miracle. You know, Swami speaking to what we are talking about, people, yeah. World is talking about subtle form. So this is, you know, the creation is him. So yeah. He is a master controller of everything.
He talks through everyone to convey a message to everyone.
See, all that Swami has been telling, that, you know, the more you are purer, the more, you know, he will work. The more you follow messages, more he will work through you.
Mm-hmm.
He will, you know, work, use as an instrument. Like Madhu is using us in a big way.
Yeah.
And he will start using us in the way he wished to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. As instruments.
As instruments. Therefore, my prayer always has been to Swami for quite some years. Swami, this body is yours. Use this body the way you wish to. Therefore, I no longer operate. Nor I ask anything, anybody excepting Seva. I take directions, guidance, whatever help I need, I ask him. Otherwise, I just exist and keep the things moving. When I can live with 2,000 rupees... which is out of the bank deposits, in a fixed deposit, I have kept it in Puttaparthi. My income per month is 2,000. Yes, whenever I need, Swami is providing. Okay, so I don't, you know, grumble. So he just is keeping me, I am happy. Just, you know, making me to exist. And making more important is making me to be happy and at peace. Inner peace is more important than external peace.
Yeah, he wants us to be happy, is what he says, more than anything.
Absolutely.
This seva is for our own happiness.
Not only seva. There are, you know, few things, you know, detachment. Now I am living in Puttaparthi detached out of all my families. My wife is living in Mumbai. My son is studying Indian Institute of Technology, third year, engineering there, 5 years. Another 2 years he will complete. So Swami already detached me for the last 9 years. I have no contacts.
Oh.
You understand? So this is how Swami wants us to. Don't bother about outside. More you have attachment, more we have problems. Yes, you exist, you live, but don't get attached. Whatever need to be done, you do it. That's a duty. We have to do it. Duty towards the family. But don't get in a bound by that.
Yeah.
This is how the more, that's what Swami made me to evolve. And today I'm happy. I'm grateful to Swami always. You know, the right time he brought me here from nowhere. I was not knowing much about Swami. Yes, though I know. Yes, I have had an opportunity to see Swami in a close angle in 1994, when he came to Navi Mumbai and inaugurated that samiti in Navi Mumbai. Only hardly 200 people were there. You know, I was sitting behind last at that time. Swami was giving a discourse at that time, and one of the church, you know, the head was presiding that as a chief guest. And after Swami gave the discourse, Swami hand started waving. Swami created Vibhuti. He looked at this church head, and then, you know, he was looking at him. He did not know what to do. Swami is, you know, doing it like this. He didn't show the hand. Swami looked back. Suddenly he caught hold of some paper from behind and just dropped it and gave it in his hand.
He didn't know what to do?
You know, first time, you know, he's experiencing it.
Yeah.
You understand? So
he
can't be blamed.
Yeah.
So first time he's experiencing, he did not know what is happening. Suddenly Vibhuti is coming from the hand. And he's not sure. He's still looking at. I said, amazing. At that time, Swami was just in, after that, is going out, entering into the car. I came running from behind, and then I was standing here. Swami was just getting into the car. He didn't see me. I don't know whether he saw me or not at that time. So the purification, Swami has been telling that, like Swami told me through that, you know, the student, that Swami is purifying me. What purifying of my ego, jealousiness, hatredness, and need-based living.
Yeah, taking away your ego.
Moment you do that, the Swami will work through. Guaranteed. 100%. And he will take care of you and he will work through. That's what this body is experiencing now, truly experiencing that. Even the project which I'm doing, I have no money, but it comes. Swami says, put one step forward, I will put 100 steps. This is one of the example of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Drumstick project, amazing. Yeah. How he connects and it's amazing. Whenever you feel, you know, Swami, something, you know, this is not happening. When you feel that, you know, you are demotivated, suddenly he inspires again, you know, mm-hmm. by connecting something, doing something. Oh, my goodness.
Take one step towards God and he'll take 100 towards you.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So would you say you have any final thoughts that they could take home with the listeners? You know, something to sum up everything, maybe the most important lesson you've learned of all?
Okay, few things, you know, I can say that one is, please follow Swami's messages. Even if you take one and then religiously follow, Swami will be happy.
Just one message and follow it diligently.
Diligently and completely. That's enough. From there, Swami will lift you further. So this is one of the main things. Number two, we have to move out from the current materialistic way of living because we have gone too much materialistic. Now Swami has been bringing back. He is nothing but transmuting ourselves into from too much materialism, bringing back to that.
Mm-hmm.
So once this happens, the larger number of the groups this happens, you will get to see the golden age.
To the selflessness, the nature of God.
Yes,
that is within us.
That is that word, very important, selflessness. Selflessness, compassion, and love is a need of this crisis hour. The world is suffering. None is happy.
Yeah.
This only can bail out along with what I said, that purify your heart of jealousiness, hatredness, and ego. Egoless, number three. And need-based living. Move out of the desire. If you are good enough to, happy to have one-time lunch is enough.
Yeah.
Don't poise for more things. There is no need.
Right.
That is where, we are going to get the transformation of the world.
Mm. He's mentioning the greed.
Yeah.
No greed.
No greed.
No desire for more.
No, that's why I said that don't, look outside.
Yeah.
You transform yourself by seeing YouTube. Many people will transform. You transform yourself. Many people will automatically transform. Like, for example, in my house, I'm the only one in my family members. I'm the only one with Swami. Nobody comes to Swami.
Wow.
Okay. But now today, Swami made me to, from 9 years, what I was, today what I am. They couldn't believe. They will come. Swami will bring them. So with one, now he's grooming my entire family cycle of maybe 50, 60 members.
Wow.
I have done my job for Swami. That's all. By keeping one. This is what will bring in golden age.
Yeah.
Each one of you transform of what Swami's message is, what I have been talking about, summing up. That is enough for Swami. That will bring in golden age.
Be the example.
That's for sure. Swami, whatever sangalpa, it will prevail. And none can stop him.
Right.
Because he's some total of us.
Right. He said his mission will go on with or without you, but
Yes. Obviously
you can help. You can help. So
our job is only to exist and help him
mm-hmm.
in whatever they want. Otherwise, we'll have to keep quiet. That's all. Nothing else we need.
Yeah.
Nothing else we need.
Yeah.
So his mission will continue. Whether we are here or not, 1,000 Sai Babas will come and do it himself. Manifest himself in a different way. That's what you will see more and more. Like Swami will be, using different bodies and then using the same. He will do it. He mm-hmm. can do it.
Yeah.
He is looking for a pure soul now, Swami, to do this activity.
Right.
Okay. So eventually he will do it. The more and more new souls, pure souls are evolving. Whether it is young or old, it's immaterial for him.
Yeah.
And then Swami will do it, make it happen. And it will happen. That's what Swami has been repeatedly in few of the discourses. Swami is talking about 1,000 Sai Babas. Not once Swami says, if one Sai Baba can do 1,000 Sai Babas, when he says that, 1,000 Sai Babas are going to be coming and doing that work.
Yeah.
Along with us, few of us. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's just a blessing to be for our own enlightenment that he's using us. Anyone.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, the very fact that you have been recording all these things and then this thing is that you're also doing a great job for him and then this will be listened to many people.
Yeah.
This personal experience is more important. I always say that, with each devotee coming here of the miracle Swami has been doing with each individual devotees I'm talking about.
Yeah.
There is not enough paper in this planet Earth to write.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah.
not only me, I am only, you know, iceberg of, you know, the small drop in the ocean of what many people around the world having experiences.
And I think that's what the radio is, what he is designing it for, because he knows there's many stories to be told from all people around, you know, and to be a part of that is a great honor as well. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is a great, this thing, you know, this is the great seva, another great seva. You know, this experience have to go into down the line, and then automatically, you know, the more listening, God's leelas, the transformation will take place automatically.
Yeah. Just allowing people to listen to some beautiful stories of transformation and God in general.
Absolutely.
Very inspiring. Thank you for coming and talking to us today.
Sai Ram, thank you very much.